Hello, Browns fans. I'm Jameer Howerton, joined by Vic Carucci from the Liberty Ford Studios inside the grill at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Vic, the Browns are coming off a huge win from last week, and I know everybody wants to see Trent Richardson build that momentum.
Absolutely. The big game he had, 122 yards rushing against the Chargers last week, I think is really the breakout in the beginning. He had a big game against Cincinnati earlier in the year, but this is a Trent Richardson now who's feeling more comfortable, and not only healthier, but more comfortable with the idea of working with his blockers, working within this offense, and just gaining more and more confidence. And this is a Ravens defense that has had trouble dealing with the run, so I suspect that the Browns will run the ball and try to run it effectively. The weather conditions will be better, of course, than they were against San Diego, but that's still no reason not to try to pound the football.
Vic, returning to the field today is big man Phil Taylor. Talk about him. What presence will he bring to this defense?
It will be huge, just like the man himself, because he takes up space, occupies blockers, the things that this Browns defense needs to try to deal with the run. Ray Rice, of course, being a very dangerous person in that Ravens offense. You saw what he did the last time he visited Cleveland Browns Stadium last year. The Browns can't let him take control of the game that way. So Phil Taylor, a big part of that. Now, they'll try to ease him in. He's missed a lot of time, so stamina could be an issue. They'll rotate him, as they do with the other D linemen, to try to keep him fresh, but I think he'll have a big impact.
All right, Vic, we're just moments away from kickoff. What are your keys for today?
Well, I think the biggest keys are, number one, run the football. Maybe you don't run it as much as you did last week because they are going to have to make some plays through the air. And that's number two, is when Brandon Whedon does make throws, and I suspect he will throw more often than he did in the windy conditions and cold last week, that he has got to take good care of the football as he did last week. No turnovers.
Vic, thanks for breaking it down. And Browns fans, enjoy the game.